Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, not the hockey executive, different guy, Tim Murray. Hey, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fired quite a bit, quite about the same amount of times, so...
Wait a minute. Back up.
What?
Start that statement again. I didn't have you punched
I said, well, the Tim Murray hockey executive and I have something in common. We get fired a lot, so.
Really?
Yeah.
He was working for his uncle, I read here, for the Ottawa Senators under his uncle, Brian Murray.
Well, he was the GM of the Buffalo Sabres for a while, and I used to love when, you know, you randomly search your name on social media, and you're like, wait, is that anger at me for being a terrible radio host or at the other Tim Murray for being a terrible general manager? And usually it was anger spewed towards him.
I can see that. Sure.
You know, every once in a while, they're like, oh, I was like, oh, no, that's to me. Yep, that one.
Well,
not happy with my take on the Redskins right there.
You've got to give red hot takes all the time.
That's true.
You're a sports guy. Nobody wants to listen to a guy who goes, well, I like that.
Yeah, but the general manager of a team has got to, you know, make smart moves all the time to build a better team. And every one of those moves is going to be, you know, called stupid by somebody.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's going to be, you're going to be scrutinized heavily.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Buffalo when they have nothing to cheer for pretty much all the time.
Are the Sabres bad?
Yes.
When was the last time the Sabres were good?
Late 90s.
When was the last time?
Dominic Hasek was there.
Are the Bills bad?
Yeah, now they are.
They were in the playoffs last
year.
Yeah, right.
Remember, they had they kind of lucked their way into the playoffs.
But they broke the streak. That was the whole point. They lost in the first round, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, they lost to the Jaguars.
And then they were pretty bad this year.
Correct.
You could probably, if you had them on your schedule, you looked at that as a W, right?
Yeah, they were 6-10 this year. I mean, some franchises would say. Hey,
where'd the Packers finish?
They had that tie, so they were 6-9-1.
6-9-1, so just a half a game better than a team that we consider a joke.
Well, I mean, I consider the Redskins a joke, and they were technically better than the Packers.
See, that's the problem around here with the Packers. I don't think anybody thought we were a joke ever because Aaron Rodgers, and we've been in the playoffs, and everything was going to be better. But I kept pointing out Cleveland had a better record than us at one
Cleveland's
point.
Not a joke anymore.
But
Cleveland's good.
People around here still consider them a joke.
That was fast.
I love their hire. It has nothing to do with football. Freddie Kitchens, you look around and, you know, this weekend we're going to be looking at Sean McVay and this handsome guy. Freddie Kitchens is as Cleveland as it comes. He's fat. He's got like a beard. His hat was on crooked during his press conference. He is the perfect fit. It almost looked like he had like some mustard maybe even on, you know, his cheek.
He's going to be the Chris Farley of head coaches.
He's the best. You can't bring in Sean McVay
to Cleveland?
To Cleveland. Cleveland. He's not going to fit in. He's got to be rugged.
Cleveland bucked the trend here.
Well, you know, I'm looking at our guy, Matt LaFleur, in Green Bay and thinking, it's just the gears don't kind of mash.
Well,
it doesn't
let me just say this. You know, you guys, we've been talking about Matt LaFleur for a long time. And you could have had Adam Gase and the most bizarre press conference of all time.
What was he saying during all the
I don't care.
Stuff?
Right.
Was he doing?
I don't know what he said either.
My Lord.
J-E-T-S, Jets,
was,
baby.
You know, if he was weaving his way through a fantastic explanation of how the Jets would be bound for the Super Bowl in a year.
But he wasn't even, but Brian, when he did that, he had just sat down. He had not even spoken a word.
Yeah.
His eyes were just, ooh.
He had that, what are all you guys doing here look on his face?
Yeah, he's like, this wasn't what it was like in Miami.
I saw the 30-second eyeball presentation. I just, I don't know why.
All right, let's get back to Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens. I love his name, too. It's Freddie. It's not Tyler or Justin or anything like that. It's Freddie.
Freddie Kitchens. Yeah. And yeah, he is. He's from Alabama. His wife's name is Ginger.
That's a little wild.
Yeah, this guy.
That's getting a little spicy, if you pardon the pun.
I'm all in on Freddie Kitchens. This guy, he may go Owen, he may go Hugh Jackson. I don't care. He's my favorite coach.
You want to picture his wife looking like? Like she, dog.
She's
the
probably smoking.
No, I think she looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife. You know, when they were doing the TV show, like
overdone,
a little big hair, a lot of cleavage.
Ginger Kitchens.
Well, I looked up. I'm like, well, she's got to be in one of these, you know, press conference photos. Let's try to find her somewhere. And I looked up, and I'm like, oh, oh wait, that's Mary Kay Cabot who covers the team. Nope, not her. Ginger Kitchens. That's quite the name.
Images. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Ginger Kitchens.
Ginger Kitchens.
No, a couple of Facebook Ginger Kitchens.
Yeah. You might also find a couple Ginger Kitchens, you know, late night. With
you think?
She's okay. Yeah, she's cute.
Hey, while you're looking for Ginger Kitchens, remember the other day we were talking about Sean or our Matt LaFleur's, boy, I'm getting them mixed up, Matt LaFleur's eyebrows and how I said they had a crispy edge and they were clearly being done, you know?
Sure.
And we said, well, how
do you have inside information? Has he found a place in Green Bay?
We talked about different ways of doing it, and one of you guys brought up threading.
Me? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and my sources tell me that is a very painful way to get your eyebrows done. Really smarts, they tell me. Yeah, it's really, you're gonna be hurting for a day or so after threading. So
we need to have some sort of long-term bet where the loser has to go get their eyebrows threaded.
You want in on this, Rock? You want in on the threading? Come on, Rock.
I don't know what it would be. We got to figure it out, but there's got to be some sort of pain involved. Yeah, those are some handsome eyebrows.
They are. He's got the crispy edges. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
Attention to detail? Fine. If my coach is do you want him to look like John Madden?
Wow. So let's see.
I want him to look like Freddie Kitchens.
You are ironing this out into being a guy who's attentive to detail.
Check.
And so if he's attentive about his eyebrows,
it's grooming,
he'll be attentive to details on the football
team. And I will take you back further. Tony Dungy, who would tell the guys when he was in Tampa, straighten up your locker. He would walk around, and if your locker was messy, Tony Dungy would say, straighten that up. And he would say that all is part of detail.
Or John Wooden.
Yeah, being organized, having a plan.
Would tell his players how to put their socks on.
And every player on that, whoever played for John Wooden said, you could take any player from any team at any time in any era, and they could go through all the John Wooden stuff. You know, how to get dressed, how you should behave, how you shower, how practice goes, everything.
How to tie your shoes.
How to tie your shoes right.
But I don't think you can equivalate.
Equivalate? That's not a word. Stop it.
You know what I mean.
Don't get involved in an attention to detail
semantics
story
here.
You're going to use the word equivalent.
Okay, go ahead.
Manscaping with football. You know, if you're manscaping, you're gonna in detail with that. You're gonna be detailed with the football team.
There's no doubt in my mind that Matt LaFleur has a lawnmower 2.0. from Manscaped.
Yeah, sure.
There's no doubt.
Right. You look at Sean McVay's beard. Do you think he trims it up to look like that?
Oh, no.
He's got
that for him.
Right.
He's got a guy.
He's got a standing. I bet that's 2 days a week. A standing appointment 2 days a week. What time of day would you go if you're a head coach?
They come to you.
There we go.
They come to you.
Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
noon,
that's a winner's get.
Noon in McVay's office. Here comes three people. One to do his hair. I mean, that hair is perfectly coiffed.
Yeah, somebody's out washing the car. Yeah.
That's why they lost in Chicago. He was too cold, and he had to wear, his knit hat. He couldn't have his hair all gelled up. That's why they lost. That's why they only scored 6 points late in the season against the Bears. Yeah. Now they're going to be playing in a dome this weekend. I give them a great chance. If they're going, to Kansas City with a polar vortex coming, no chance.
Interesting. All right. All right. So where were we?
Texter says threading is unsanitary.
Oh, all right. Then we must do it. What's the bet?
Says the threader loser holds the thread in their mouth while they're doing it. I have no idea what threading is. What
you're dealing with your eyebrows.
You're putting thread in your eyebrows?
I assumed it was like dental floss, and they just dragged it over your eyebrows somehow.
Now, is it? Yeah, I don't. Is it a way of you know, making your eyebrows look good, or is it a way of like therapy?
I want somebody who does this or has done this or has had it
let
done.
Let us know.
Call 866 Bob and Brian or 414-799-1029. Come on, let's get somebody on the phone who can explain.
Here's eyebrow threading.
And you guys gave me crap yesterday. Like, what are you talking about with the? I told you this existed. I didn't know why you would do it, but I knew it was out there.
You don't have access to somebody who may have that. Oh, look at this. Okay, way different than I thought. Ouch.
That looks...
Why not just use the tweezers?
Yes.
Because you can get a straight line with this. Tweezers is still random point by point. This is like an edger.
And very painful.
It looks awful.
You're watching a video as well?
I'm just looking at images of threading, and it looks terrible. Why would you do that?
There's nobody holding a thread in their mouth.
Yeah, I don't see the thread in their mouth.
All right.
You need to find a new threader.
Boy, if they're holding their mouth.
Sir or ma'am.
Right, that's you've got yourself the worst threader ever. All right, we have an expert on the line. Is this like a surprise rock? All right, let's go to the phone. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Hey, Dad, it's Spritel.
Oh, jeez. Okay, all right. The youngest of my daughters. How do you still have that? Wait a second. Hold on. How do you still have this number? Did I tell you to take it out of your phone?
No. Oh, no, you didn't.
That must have been your other sisters. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I still got the number. I'm lucky. Threading is horrible. But the reason I get my eyebrows threaded is because if you get them waxed, you can get like, it can rip off skin and it can cause them to be like really red and inflamed. Whereas if you get them threaded, it's super painful, and it's like plucking, except plucking really fast, and it's not as red, and it doesn't take off as much skin.
Okay.
And it's more precise, and they look better.
It's not outlawed or anything, though, right?
No, not outlawed.
Okay.
Just uncomfortable. Right.
Do you have bushy eyebrows?
Oh, you're my dad. Of course I do.
I think you got that from your mother.
Oh, that comes from that side.
All right, phone call's over. Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for the update. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Well, kids. I'm looking at this thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
Every now and then, the threader takes a little vacation up to the forehead and gets a couple of stray hairs.
Stray hairs.
Yeah.
I wish I still had her on the phone. I want to know if they can thread your ears, because I'm more worried about my ears than my eyebrows, to tell you the truth.
Like you could do this on your ears.
All right, let's say this. The loser of whatever bet we come up with has to have their ears threaded.
Ooh.
All right?
Ow.
and rock. Let's go with this, too, because you've done this. Let's go with that that ear wash where you said you had a peanut-sized chunk of wax come hitting out at the pan when you did it.
Sure, I heard it hit the pan like it was a gold nugget came out of my head.
Ever use one of those, Tim?
No.
One of those ear canal irrigation things?
It's also a booger sucker for
is
a baby.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I use the booger sucker all the time.
Well, you know all about that. You have an 18-month-old.
Sure do.
Yeah, imagine putting that in your ear.
You fill it with warm water and blast away.
No, let's say on the bet, too, it has to be ice cold water. All right? Just to make it even more unpleasant. You have to have your ears threaded, and you have to use ice cold water.
I think we should have an eyebrow threading station at the golf outing.
Jackass? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, someone come. So I'm coming up to you guys in July for the golf tournament.
Right.
We'll do it there. We got to figure out a bet from now in between now and the golf tournament, and then the ear threading will take place live on the air at the golf tournament.